Hello and welcome to OU's Nach Yomi. You can find this year posted at ouradio.org/Nach or on my website, ericlevy.com, under the recording section.
Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy, and I am pleased to bring to you Psalm 54. And again, as I mentioned in last year, in Psalm 53, there is currently the Israeli incursion into the Gaza Strip, and there are, of course, wounded soldiers. And I believe there's even dead. There's the hope that our captured soldier might be returned. I certainly hope so. So I'd like to dedicate this year to the safety and security of the State of Israel and to its soldiers. In previous lessons, I've spoken about the individual lament, a subgenre of Tehillim where an individual calls out to God to help him from his troubles. In that subgenre, we usually find certain formal elements, like the elements that one can find in a form. Our Psalm 54 is almost a classic, like a book-perfect individual lament. Every element is present in very short, precise, clear, and flowing poetic lines. First, what I'll do is I'll describe exactly what these elements are. I'll go through the elements line by line, and then I'll go back and translate the psalm, which will become easier to translate once we understand the form, once we understand what it is that the psalmist is trying to accomplish. First, following the inscription, we have a call to God, an invocation, followed by two verses of petition asking God for help. Then, after that, comes the reason for the petition, the reason for the lament, which is a complaint against the enemies, the psalmist's enemies. Following the complaint comes confidence that God will be the savior of the psalmist. It also accomplishes the goal of letting God know that the psalmist is loyal and faithful to him, and therefore he deserves help. Then, back to the enemies again, as the psalmist wishes that God will take them out, so to speak. After that is accomplished, the psalmist vows to bring a sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. And then super confidence comes in, and the psalmist is so sure that he will be saved by God, he speaks as if God has already done it. It's as if he has already seen the defeat of his enemies. Lamnatzeach ben ginot maskil David bevo hazifim vayomeru leshaul. Hallo David mistater imanu, for the maestro with instruments, a maskil by David, as the Zifim, or the Ziphites, came to Saul, King Saul, and said, isn't it true that David is hiding by us? This happens twice. The story about the Ziphim essentially turning in David happens twice in the book of 1 Samuel, once in chapter 23 and once in chapter 26, each with a different result. Why the Ziphim constantly use the phrase hallo, as they do here and they also do in the two times in the book of Samuel, and hallo means isn't it true, when they probably what they're trying to say to Shaul is hine, or behold. So why do they use that language hallo is a little bit unclear. It could be that since the Bible is simply quoting them, it could be that just that was the idiom, that was the way that the Ziphites talked. The enemy of this psalm, therefore, when the psalm talks about the enemies in an abstract sense, it appears to be the Ziphites from David's own tribe of Judah. But remember that psalms transcend any single historical situation so that they can be meaningful now as they were meaningful to David when he wrote the psalm. Elohim b'shimcha ushi'eni uvigvuratecha tidineni. O God, save me with your name. Allow my case to be judged with your strength. With your name here means either with the strength of your name or for the sake of your name, which is kind of ironic because in the story about the Ziphim, Saul blesses the Ziphites in the name of God. He says, you are blessed to God because you turned in and turned on David. Elohim shema tefilati ha'azina le'imrefi. O God, notice the second invocation, where normally one invocation is enough. And that's very nice here, because what it shows you is even though the artist is staying close to the form of the subgenre, this individual lament, he makes small changes. And these small changes, they sound beautiful in the ear of the listener. And it allows a true artist to, even though he's working within a certain form, to create something which is always original and pleasingly aesthetic. Listen to my prayer, lend ear to the utterances of my mouth. And why do I need salvation? Ki zarim kamu alai va'aritim bikshu nafshi lo samu Elohim lenegdam sela. Because strangers have risen against me and oppressors seek my life. They have not put God in front of them, i.e. they don't think or ask God about what God wants them to do. Sela. The sela marks off the supplication and accusation against the enemies. And now we have the confidence, which is a different mood in the psalm. Therefore, I think that's why it's marked off by the sela. And at the same time, as I mentioned, that we have confidence is also an assertion of loyalty. Because once I say that I know God will help me, you're at the same time saying that you believe in God, you believe God is with you, and you believe that God is ultimately the only way to receive salvation. Hinei Elohim ozer li Adonai b'somachei nafshi. Behold, God is my help. The Lord is the supporter of myself. Or perhaps, let God support those who support me. Adonai b'somachei nafshi. Let him be among those who support me, as opposed to those who turned me in. The next verse refers, apparently, to God in the third person. At least half of the verse is in the third person. The other half then turns back to God and is part of this confidence. Yashiv hara l'shorarai ba'amitecha hatzmiteim. He, God, will turn back the evil upon my enemies. And then the author switches back to the direct speech to God with your truth, or perhaps with your reliability. Ba'amitecha, destroy them, hatzmiteim. And we've occasionally seen this where there's a switch from third person about God to second person directly to God in the sentence. However, if we look at the ketiv, the way the text is written, it actually reads not yashiv, but yashuv in the kal, rather than yashiv in the hifil. In that case, the evil, and not God, is the subject of the clause, which would then cause us to translate, let evil return to my enemies as you destroy them with your truth or with your reliability, which is a smoother sentence because that makes all of it directed at God. But the Kri, which is the way it's read, should always be given first preference over the Ketiv, even though the Ketiv is a bit easier to understand or translate as it is here. Assuming that everything goes well, David promises, Bin Davaez B'chalach, Odeshimcha Adonai Kitov, I will, or better, let me sacrifice a sacrifice of free will to you. Nedava means something that you offer to God without owing him anything. So first he's saying, I'm going to give you a free sacrifice. And then he says, Odeshimcha Adonai Kitov, let me thank you or give you praise or praise your name as so, quote, the Lord is certainly good, Adonai ki tov. The last three words are a quote, which explains why the yud ke vav ke, the shame adnut form, is used here, even though in the rest of the psalm it's Elohim. Because he's saying, let me praise you in this way, quote, Hashem ki tov. And this praise, Hashem ki tov, is like the famous line, Hodu la Hashem ki tov kilam chasto, which shows up not only in Tehillim, but in the Dead Sea Scrolls. In the Dead Sea Scrolls, we find that in their prayers, there was this antiphonal response, which means there would be a chorus of Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Kin Lo Chasdo, which was separate from the actual Tehillim. Oh, I should go back to the last pasuk, by the way, because I forgot to mention an important translation on a word. I translated Lishorarai with a shin, not as singers, but as enemies. And that's because from context, you can see it's not that he's wishing that the evil will return to his singers. He's obviously wishing the evil will return to his enemies. The shin, which is a sibilant sound, is not too far from ts, the tsadi. And therefore, instead of Lishorarai, we have in quite a few psalms, Lishorarai. Now here it's clear that Lishorarai means the enemies, but in some psalms it's possible to mistranslate it as singers, and one should avoid doing so. Anyway, wrapping up our psalm with super confidence, we have, even though it's quite clear that the troubles are still afoot, the psalmist affirms, Ki mikol tsara hitzilani uv oivai ra'ata eini. Indeed, from every trouble you have saved me, and I have seen mine enemies, i.e. I have seen their failure with my own eyes.